Hey, John, that's a really nice phone case. I didn't know diamonds were your style.
It was a gift, Yael.
They aren't real diamonds, are they?
No, it wasn't that great of a gift. But you know, there could be actual diamonds inside our phones soon.
What for?
As semiconductors. Right now, most semiconductors are silicon, but diamonds have properties that could make them a better choice. They're very thermally conductive, so they could spread heat quickly without overheating. They can handle high voltages and power, and electrical currents flow through diamonds quickly.
So why aren't they used as semiconductors now if they're so great?
Well, to become semiconductors, materials like silicon and diamonds need to be doped, which just means introducing small amounts of other elements into them. Until recently, it was really hard to dope diamonds. You could coat them in boron and heat them at a very high temperature, but the boron coating is difficult to remove at the end. Or you could inject diamond crystals with boron, but that requires microwaves that damage the crystal. A group of scientists has figured out a way to dope diamonds at a relatively low temperature without damaging them. If you bond a diamond with a boron-soaked piece of silicon at 1472 degrees Fahrenheit, it turns out that the boron atoms will migrate over to the diamond. This only works to create semiconductors that carry a positive charge, and we need both positively and negatively charged carriers to make electronics. So we have a little while to wait before diamonds become our go-to semiconductor.
In the meantime, I'll just admire your phone case.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.